Hundreds of police forced their way into Peru's oldest university. Student activists had allowed protesters to stay there for Peruvians who traveled to Lima to protest against President Dina Boluarte. The university accused the protesters of stealing security gear and called in the police to evict them. As tear gas was fired, terrified students tried to hide. More than 200 people were arrested. But when they were taken to the counter-terrorism police headquarters, the anger only deepened.
We're asking for the freedom of our brothers who have been detained from different regions. I feel impotent, angry, in pain. The police are killing our brothers.
Police blocked the station's entrance, keeping out lawyers and families of the students.
It's unfair what they've done with the students. In a democracy, we're all free to participate, but we are in a pure police dictatorship. There are no more rights. They are lost.
People are protesting peacefully, but police are pushing everyone back. Apparently, the order is not to allow anyone to protest.
The government says the police are protecting citizens and the rule of law. Former Congresswoman Indira Wilca says the government has turned into a dictatorship.
We are in a dictatorship in the making. Unfortunately, President Boluarte is being part of a civilian military regime. It has already implemented a dictatorial model because of what we are seeing now with the detainees.
On Saturday, the European Union condemned the violence and what it called the disproportionate use of force by the police. More than 50 Peruvians have died since protests began 6 weeks ago. International human rights groups are calling for independent investigations. But for now, the government says the police is doing its job. Diana Sanchez, Al Jazeera, Lima.